Oh man, I wish I had a fairy godmother to help me with my fit. It's looking kind of busted right now.
Hey you, cutie with no hoodie. It's your fairy godmother.
Damn, you mean a fairy god me? Because we sound just alike. Am I having an insecure Issa Rae in the mirror moment?
Yeah, whatever, don't worry about it. We got you covered, okay? So we gonna make sure that you are looking hot this winter when you go out to have a ball.
Okay. So what y'all got over there?
Well, I am the Millennials Anonymous DTLR Villa Fairy, say that 10 times fast, and they got you. They got matching sets from Puma, Nike, Juicy Couture, and so much more.
Okay.
All you gotta do is go to millennials.com/shops and click on DTLR Villa, and you can get the savings today.
Okay, let's go.
Now, hurry back,
because my car's gonna turn into a pumpkin if I don't come back on time?
No, Millennials Anonymous is on, so let's go.
This is for my millennial. Baby, you got it. Baby, you got it. Check me. Check. Millennials. The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed are the individual guest's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of Millennials Anonymous or MAPS Media. The material and information presented here is for entertainment purposes only and not meant to malign any person, place, thing, or group. MAPS Media's name and all forms and abbreviation are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement or opposition of any specific organization, product, or service. This is purely entertainment, folks. Now let's get it.
Go, go, Power Rangers!
Hey everybody, welcome back to a brand new episode of Millennials Anonymous Podcast. Yes, it is your girl, Lise Winnie, and I am a fucking millennial, and we gonna get this party started. You know, we had it right and so very quickly, because you know it's Black History Month, first of all, first and foremost, so you know we gonna get the party started right. But we also had a guest last week, so you know I do it each and every week. If you come on here and you sit and spend time with me and my gigantic mouth, I appreciate you, and I want to say thank you to Miss Bama Baby for stopping through to Millennials Anonymous. She is an exotic entertainer, or an entertainer, okay? And she does the damn thing. So make sure that if you have not had a chance to already, one, you go back to that episode and listen to all of the amazingness, because I learned some shit. I didn't know that exotic entertainers needed a license. I didn't realize that, because sometimes you don't realize the things that are business driven, that are more creative based, are businesses, and you need a license to do that. So I was like, okay, I learned something new. But shout out to her, because she's been doing flips off poles. She's an amazing, I can't even get myself up off my tippy toes. I can't even get on my tippy toes. I don't lift my whole heavy ass body. So I appreciate her for not only being a genuinely nice human being, because some people you can just tell like they have this big heart, she's dope. So make sure you follow her on Instagram at Tattooed Hello Kitty, okay? So you could see how to flip off a pole. Maybe you want to do that for Valentine's Day. I don't know. It's coming up. It's coming. We'll talk about that next week, because we have a whole show dedicated to Valentine's and relationships and all of that stuff. We have that next week. But this week, let me go back. Wayne's World, party time, excellent. Let's come back to this week. Before we jump to the next week, let's come back to this week, because we have an amazing guest. When I tell you, we have the mighty podcasters in here, the Mighty Morphin Power Podcasters. The podcasters have assembled, and one fourth of that dynamic foursome is here, and we have Mr. Bacardi himself, all the way from Wisconsin. They are in a whole different time zone. So shout out to him for being in a different time zone, which sometimes the time zone thing works, sometimes it doesn't. Okay. Because my guest next week is from Michigan. He is from Wisconsin. So shout out to them, okay, for coming all the way here. So he's so dope. I can't wait for you guys to hear this. We talked about a couple of different things. We got into the bag. I try to be, because like when I was growing up, I was very much a nerd, but not in a way that you would think of a nerd. I was just nerd adjacent. I've always been nerd adjacent. Like, I would hang, if I were gonna hang, the kids that I would be around would be the quote unquote nerdy kids. But I was never, so I was the nerd without all of the extra smarts. Like, I did okay, you know, I made the honor roll and shit, but I wasn't like smart. You know what I mean? I wasn't like real smart. Like, if they sent me from the Geek Squad, you tell them to send me back, because I couldn't help you. I could just tell you it was broke. That's about as far as I go, as technical as I go. So there's certain things that I don't know, and I try not to go down that road, because I guess people mad at me because I don't know the difference. Marvel, DC, it's all the same to me. Like, I'm PlayStation, Xbox now. As a kid, I played it, but as an adult, I don't. It's like, it's all the same to me. Like, I don't know. So that's why I'm glad to speak to someone who has a little bit more articulation in those aspects. I like to talk to people from all different parts of the globes and from different areas of expertise. And so we have them in the building. And so we talked about some things, and I can't wait for you guys to hear it, okay? And, you know, like I said, it's Black History Month. And this time of month, yes, Black history is American history. We will not, you cannot, will not on a boat. You will not, cannot on a moat. You will not, Sam, I am. Okay, Uncle Sam. We will not, Uncle Sam, have America without Black people. So Black history is very much American history. However, this month is the month that we pay homage and we recognize those people who have done so much for us. So I want you guys to go learn something that you didn't know. And one of the things that, so I think I found this out, or I knew about this, but it's not that it's new. Okay. It's not that it's new. But you know how you learn something and then you kind of, you forget it. This is something that really makes a difference to women all over the world, because this woman was able to do an invention that made it possible for us to be able to have sanitary napkins. So if you were not aware of this, Mary Beatrice Davidson, she's a Black woman who actually was the inventor of the sanitary pad. And she actually was racially discriminated against back in the day. It actually took her more than 30 years to get her patent accepted. And the invention was, it's a dope. Listen, we wouldn't be able to do this, half the shit that we do, if it wasn't for her. Okay, we wouldn't be able to if it wasn't for her. So we appreciate you. You really made it possible for women to be able to go out in the world and do the damn thing and make it a lot easier and a lot less fucking messy. So we appreciate you for what it is that you do. She also was the creator of the bathroom tissue holder. And I don't know if you guys are aware of that, but her and her sister actually co-invented that on my birthday, October the 19th, even though I wasn't born on 1882. No, I'm old, but I'm not that fucking old. So that's also a really cool invention. Without that, we would have to be holding that shit in our hand while we take a shit. So we appreciate her for making that possible. Yes! And appreciate you for all your Black histories, okay, Miss Davidson? We appreciate you and your families and all of that. And we're still going to celebrate Black history, because you absolutely need to celebrate the people that came before you, because if it wasn't for them, you wouldn't be able to do what you do today. So I know Kanye West is starting to bullshit over there in them Neil Armstrong 11s. Bruh. Listen, Kanye, we not doing this shit where you're saying, no, we not celebrating Black history no more. We celebrating Black future.
You ain't got the answers, man.
Pump your brakes. Pause. How the fuck I'm gonna celebrate something that ain't happened yet? The fuck is we doing? Like, I don't even know if you're gonna accomplish it yet. Can we wait? Because if it happened in the near future, near present, right, and it's in the past, isn't that the history?
Bruh.
So I think what you meant to say, Kanye, is that you want to include people current.
You ain't got the answers, people
that are,
man,
still alive in the present. You want to include people in the present and of the things that they've been able to accomplish. I get that. And we should, because we usually only learn about five people. Dr. Martin Luther King, Frederick Douglass, Rosa Parks. Like, that's the people that we learn about. Thurgood Marshall, Harriet Tubman. Like, it's the same people. And we're like, okay, we got that. And they, all of them are dope as fuck. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it fucked up. But there's so many other people that are doing amazing work now And I think that's what he meant. But when you start talking about the future, I'm like, it ain't what you gonna call Miss Cleo? Like, what the fuck? We don't know yet. Like, let's
call me now.
We don't want to be celebrating somebody that ain't gonna. They almost did it. Like, we want to celebrate people that actually accomplished it. Kanye, I'm just saying. Okay, so. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to celebrate history because history helps you to understand the future, baby. That's what the fuck I'm going to do. I don't know what y'all doing. Y'all got to get philosophical and shit. Let's just keep this shit simple. Appreciate the people that came before us and move the fuck on. All right. And speaking of moving on, like, Drake apparently must have finally moved on from Rihanna. Or maybe he didn't. Maybe he had some, like, hope. Because if, first of all, this is the year of the pregnant celebrity. We had Eve got pregnant first. So we found about Eve is pregnant. We also, Eve, like we found out about her ride or die baby. And then we found about the Brat. So the Brat is also having a baby. She's not carrying a baby. I don't know if her wife is carrying a baby or I don't know if they have a surrogate, but she will have a baby at some point in this year. And then, of course, Rihanna. So there's a lot of us. It's the black female pregnancy era. All of the musicians, the black female musicians are having babies this year. So I guess this is it. We this our year to really procreate and give more of the babies into the world. But Miss Rihanna, let me tell you. Let me tell you, Drake must have been in his feelings and he was feeling all light skin that day because they I don't even know who has the time. Who has the time to go back to see who unfollowed who? Because I know y'all don't get no alerts. Like, you got to go look that shit up. Like, who's doing that? Who has the time? Anyway, he unfollowed her on Instagram after she announced she was pregnant. I guess y'all was being petty as fuck. I probably, after she announced it, you probably was like, okay, let me go on the Drake page. Let me go to Chris Brown's to check him out and see what they got to say. Who cares what your ex say? If you get pregnant, I don't fucking care. Like, do you call, in real life, do you call your ex up and say, you know, I'm pregnant. I just want to know how you felt about it. Like, who gives a shit? And I'm pretty sure that's kind of how she feeling. Like, I could have had either one of them if I wanted them and I didn't. So I'm good. I could give a two shits about what they think. But yeah, he unfollowed. So which is stupid. Because I'm like, don't you have a son? He was on there speaking French to you the other day. Like, you got a whole baby right there. And you unfollowed her? You had the baby first. And you didn't even tell us you had him. He just showed up with this white baby. And we was like, wait a minute. What happened? Who this? Where he came from, what this is. And we didn't even that knew if it wasn't for Pusha T. If Pusha didn't tell us, we wouldn't have known. Okay, you would have been over there with your white baby and we wouldn't even have known who he was. We would have thought you had take some my baby and he was over there with you. So leave Rihanna the hell alone. But she did her whole pregnancy reveal, which was nice. She looked amazing. And now it also, I hate the internet, because it prompted all of y'all to go out and recreate this. No babies, just bellies. Just bellies on top of bellies, recreating this shit. I'm like, why? Why are y'all doing this? We don't need, this is her reveal, not y'all's. Y'all haven't throwing parties and shit like you know her. I was like, y'all don't even know her. Like, what? Oh, come on, Atlanta. Like, she ain't even going to be there. You doing a pregnancy reveal. She's not even at the party. Like, what? Okay. We doing too much. We doing way too much. It's getting out of hand. But you know what? I want to get to this because we have a guest co-host today, Mr. Bacardi. So I'm not going to keep talking too much. And we're going to get into the topics of the day. And then we're going to get into Millennial Minutes. You know how I am. So, and then we're going to leave. Okay, that's how it's going to go. But let's get into these topics of the day with my guest co-host, Bacardi, all the way from Wisconsin, hailing all the way from Wisconsin in another time zone, and he was early. So I appreciate an early punctual. I appreciate somebody who's punctual. So let's get into this now. And we're back again today. And I feel special because one, they went all the way to the studio for little old me. And then two, this is we were talking a little bit before. I think this may be the first solo pod that they're doing by themselves, so I feel a little special. I want to welcome fellow podcaster, marketing enthusiast, head of apparel and graphics and branding of Geek Set Podcast, all of the above. He's branding as we speak. Mr. Bacardi is here today.
Thank you. That was a lot. Man, you really read it down. I didn't really put all that together before. Like, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
He's branding, though. You stay fresh. I try. I love the apparel, by the way.
Thank you.
So that's you, right? Your department?
Yeah, I'm pretty much been designing and putting everything together for all the guys for the last couple of years. It's actually been something I didn't realize I was doing for a long time. I've always enjoyed doing something with clothing. So it was just kind of like a 360 kind of thing. Came back later on in life. And actually got people who enjoy seeing it now. So, yeah.
Yes, you guys always have great, like, branding and graphics, but your apparel is bomb, too. So I can definitely appreciate you. And you guys just broke the internet. You've been all over the place. Y'all famous. Like, yeah, with Deuces?
Yes, Deuces made yesterday very busy for us, or Friday. And it was really weird because we didn't know. We didn't really know what was going to happen because he told us, I thought he released it or like broke the news Friday, and he really literally broke this on Wednesday, and it was just the slow traction of it. And he was like, oh, maybe nobody really cares. You know what I'm saying? Like, he sent it to a couple of sources directly and everything. Like, well, maybe nobody cares. And then Friday, it just went crazy. You know what I'm saying? So it was very exciting for us. Like, we've never had a moment like that, just to even kind of see that we're like in Variety and the source and Complex and just being tagged and just like, so it was a very great moment for us. We're hoping to really ride that for a while. Like, we're hoping to bring Boondocks back. You said, like,
I was gonna ask you that. Do you think that a Boondocks reboot would work?
I mean, they're trying to do it for the modern time. So, I mean, I think that we always need it. I think that's even in the same sense of a lot of the shows that we get now. Like, a lot of the shows that we consider, like, woke shows or whatever are just more of our observation of society around us. And that's pretty much what Boondocks was. So I think if we were to get it rebooted, put it now with all the, the chaos and shit that we've had now, I mean, Riley would go crazy. You know, like, Riley would go crazy in this world that we have now.
But can the world accept the Boondocks?
Now that's...
That's the question. That is the question. Can the world accept the Boondocks? We were in a different... It's different. It was a different time. People could say things back then and do things back then that they can't do today.
I'm going to tell you, though. You know what it is? All that stuff's now behind a paywall. Like, Boondocks back, I think we remember Boondocks from Adult Swim and everything like that, but you put Boondocks on Netflix or HBO Max where you got to pay to watch it. Like, there's a lot of controversial shows and things like that that you pretty much got to pay to see it. It's not going to be on regular TV.
You see what happened with Dave. Dave Chappelle got banned on Netflix. People paid to be pissed off. Like, they was paying because they didn't have to watch it.
I get it, but I feel like that's what we live in that kind of society for, though, is like that thrill. Like, Netflix is gonna pull that. Like, yeah, put it on there. We know what it's gonna do. It's gonna bring us attention. Like, we'll probably chill him out for about a year or two, let him handle his business, and then we're gonna bring him back and do it all over again. Like, it's pretty much we thrive on controversy. So if someone gave them a chance and we just got it, all they gotta do is come out. It doesn't really matter the ramifications that come after, because it's going to still hold its on with the people who really wanted to see it. So only thing that we hope for is that it doesn't get canceled. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I mean, there's always going to be somebody who doesn't like something. We live in a world now where everybody can see everything. So there's a larger amount of haters and a larger amount of supporters at the same time.
That is true. But I will say that I think we do thrive on controversy. You are absolutely correct. I think if it comes out, people will watch it just to be outraged. But also from the standpoint of, we lost John Witherspoon. Like, how do you replace that character? Do you replace him with someone else, or do you write in? Because I think they were trying to, like, write in that he did pass away. Like,
yeah. That would have been perfect
He was such a big character.
No, because, I mean, he was. I mean, of course, you know, rest in peace, John Witherspoon. I believe, though, that, because I think the story, one of the theories I saw were that they were going to bring in, what is her name? our favorite auntie.
Jennifer Lewis.
Yes.
Jennifer Lewis.
To play auntie, which was perfect. I felt like if you're going to give me a reboot, you move them somewhere else. Like, you know, because grandpa's died, so you move them to another place. Like, you know, so put them in Houston or something.
Because it was supposed to be based in Baltimore. Is what it was supposed to be.
Also, that's where they're going to be. Oh, yeah. Then, I mean, yeah. And I think Auntie would have held her own just like, if not more than Pops. Like, in the stories and everything that she could have had. Like, I mean, we're talking about real old school, like, you know what I mean? Like, when Pops had arguments with people, it was literally like, old people arguing. And I feel like Jennifer Lewis would do that exact same thing. And it was fantastic. Like, it was like everyone knew a grandpa's like that. And everyone I feel like pictured, if my grandpa's actually won a lot of money and was able to move out, he's not gonna change. Like, this is gonna be grandpa's out here, like with all these white folks and everybody just like being himself. So I think Jennifer Lewis will do the same thing. So I'm rooting.
Shout out to Jennifer Lewis.
Yes.
Shout out to Jennifer Lewis. I'm not knocking. I love me some Jennifer Lewis. It's just, I feel like it would be different, which that's why I don't really fuck with reboots like that. Like, I honestly think they should leave Black Panther alone, because I don't even know how do you do that? I think Black Panther 2 needs not exist. I don't think that they could
You can't write it out.
You can't do that.
I mean, you can't write it out.
You can't.
But I mean, I mean,
a woman Black Panther would be dope.
Yeah, I don't want them recast.
A female Black Panther. Because Storm at some point Black Panther? I heard something or read something. But so, maybe.
In the comic books, I think there was an alternate. Like, because, I mean, you know, she's. I think there was a version that she was Black Panther. I know Shuri's been Black. Like, the theory was that Shuri would be Black Panther. And I think they threw that away out the window. And I don't really want him recasted. Like, I don't want to see a different Black Panther. Like, I would be happy if they did the same thing that we would be talking about with Boondocks. Like, we know that he's dead. T'Challa's dead. So pass that to somebody and just give me a brand new. Like, don't give me another actor that's named T'Challa. Like, I can't do that. Like, I can't do that.
That role is Chadwick's. It's Chadwick's Boseman's role. We will never see him.
We don't need him rolling in his grave. We don't need that. You know what I'm saying? Because you ain't going to be at the top.
No one else can do it. Like,
yeah, like, yeah.
No, Black Panther.
We're going to think that's going to be cornball. No. After that point, it's going to be cornball. If someone else comes in and does the same, like, tries to do the same thing that Chadwick did, it's going to make Black Panther, like, it's going to devalue him. Like, he's already been put where he needs to be at, and you can't top that. Like, you just can't. So it's like, you just pass it on to somebody else and let it be, you know, another heir to the Black Panther throne. That's what happens anyway. He passes.
Listen, Marvel, woman. You know what I mean? It's got to be a woman. I don't care who it is.
We're going into a movement in Marvel. A lot of the women characters are becoming more in the forefront. So I mean, I feel like we definitely should at least if you're going to kind of keep the story intertwined, like Black Panther and Wakanda and everything, even keep hinting at it until we don't really know yet. Like, keep hinting that Shuri may get it. Maybe she, you know, has a moment where she's doing the trials or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Where we just know that she's, like, going down this path and it's possible. But, you know, then we just never know if she gets it or not. But, I mean, I feel like we should know that. We can be fine knowing that there's a hiatus on the Black Panther in Marvel Universe right now. Like, there isn't one. So, I'd rather see if we're going to still see that story be grown some more. We're seeing more storylines of people who are trying to go through the trials to become the next Black Panther. Like, don't just throw another one in the next show. Like, you know, in the next movie. Like, let's see the path it really takes to be if someone abruptly dies, then you got to really start from scratch. Like, you haven't been, you wasn't prepared for this at all. Right. Like, you wasn't prepared for this at all. So, you got to start from scratch. Like, you woke up the next day like, whoa, what? Like, so I think that would be a good storyline to see.
Listen, we don't want y'all to give us no trash, like he said, because sometimes y'all be doing female lead movies all wrong. Like, the female Ghostbusters movie to me was, and it's not superheroes, but I'm jumping, but that was, as a woman, I was disappointed. And when I watched that, I was like, this is not it. Like, it just didn't hit right.
Okay, so I'm going to agree with you, And then I'm gonna disagree with you. Two.
Okay.
For one, I'm a huge fan of Ghostbusters, grew up to it. It's like, that's one of my, I'm still trying to get geeks set for Halloween that we all dress up as a ghost. Like, that's like a big tier goal for me. Like, so, okay. Huge fan of Ghostbusters. Honestly, I haven't seen the new one yet. And that's probably the reason I haven't seen the new one is probably the feeling you have for the women's version. Was I'm like, y'all
I didn't watch
doing,
the new one either.
You know what I'm saying? So, but I do plan to watch it. I want to give an honest review because I want to know how they're trying to do the Ghostbusters story because, you know, I grew up on the iconic characters. I mean, I'm mad that it's the same people. I'm mad that you're giving me the characters that I'm familiar with. Like having Old Boy from Stranger Things in it kind of, you know, lends that eeriness that he already plays in the Ghostbusters, where
weird.
It's like,
I would not want him in my house if he was my child. He would have to get out.
So I mean, but so the women's one, when I was seeing the previews in the beginning, I was like, I'm not watching this. Like, it's not Ghostbusters. It's not like, I get it, what they're trying to do with it, but we didn't need it. I feel like we didn't need it. If you're not gonna give us a Ghostbusters that we had, then we don't need this one. But I actually enjoy the women. Like all of them are actually hilarious to me.
They
individually, and you know, even watching them in other, you know, interact with each other in other movies together, I'm like, I said that for that reason was why I gave it a chance. Cause I'm like, now I need to see how they are together in this movie. Now I don't even care about the Ghostbusters storyline in general. I'm just looking at these women just be funny in the movie. So in that sense, I loved the movie. Cause I thought they were hilarious together as the ensemble cast, you know, to me. And I don't want to devalue it. Like, I feel like if I see a movie that I feel like it's like a reboot or something like in that nature, and I can't change the fact that the original is going to be better, I always look at it like a fan movie. So it's like, it's a fan-made movie, got stars in it, but it's a fan movie. You know what I'm saying? Because it's more of an alternate thinking of what the real storyline or something would probably, you know what I'm saying, would be. So I'm like, it's a fan movie. So I'm like, Ghostbusters with the women version to me is a fantastic full production fan movie. You know what I'm saying? Like fan put together movie. And so that's why I loved it. So that's why.
See, and I support it. I support the fact that they had an all-female cast. I love that. I just feel like directors don't give women-based movies the same level of love. The same thing with women. If we look at female comedians, I think it's the same way. Female comedians have a double standard. There's certain things that are not accepted by female comedians that I think male comedians can get away with.
Yeah, I mean, because even, I didn't want to go back to Ghostbusters, but even like the running joke of Chris Hemsworth in the like, to me, that was funny. Like, I mean, a lot of people, we live in society where like women fawning over a man, like in that same kind of setting, looks awkward. I'm like all the women are comedians, so they're being over the top with it, and Chris Hemsworth was being an idiot, so it was like literally the reverse scenario of just like four guys and like the dumb blonde in the office, you know what I'm saying? And it was like, so it's like, if you really look at it, if you can have an honest view and see that the roles can still literally be the same thing if you just, you know, change them out, then you can actually enjoy the scene. But if you really are just like, why are these girls doing what guys would be doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all do that. So it's like, you know what I'm saying?
I
like,
thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. So, I mean, I think directors do give women a hard time to really just show naturally, or the fact that we don't really accept.
Because men don't think women are funny. I feel like that's the problem. Men don't think women are funny.
I don't want to say that because I definitely think women are hilarious. But I do think, but I do agree with you that we live where there's women who are funny are still climbing. Like they're still climbing up there. You know what I'm saying? So, and you really find like gems in there, and it takes a really strong fan base of more than women. Because I mean, most women who are successful comedians really have a strong fan base of other women. Like you do need men to be like, she is funny as well, like you're saying, and really kind of like share those just as we, you know, social media has it works. You share those TikToks of whatever comedian you like, but if you know you just ran across a woman comedian that was hilarious, you share that too. Like you show that women are funny, you're saying,
because everybody does their top five comedians. Very rarely is there a woman in it. Of all the female comedians that have ever come, if you did a top five right now, like if I asked you, who's your top five comedians of all time? Would there be a woman in that list?
I'm going to be honest here. It wouldn't be, because I would have to think about it. But I mean, you know what? And it's also, I can say this too. I mean, we do live in a society where everything is kind of like pushed to you and what you kind of view. So, I mean, I don't really get a lot of, unless I'm watching a special or something naturally, like I don't really get a lot of women comedians pushed to me in a sense. Like I'm in, you know, now that I'm in this space where podcasting with Geekset and things like that, I'm coming across more and more people because, you know, we're all in this kind of space now. So I get to kind of see more people. But before that, no, I mean, of course, I'm only going to see my Mike Epps and Chris Tuckers and all those kind of stand-ups like literally being fed to me because those are like what
is put at the top. Are they on your list? Mike Epps is...
No, I don't...
Okay.
My list is...
Who is on your list?
You put me on the spot.
Did y'all put everybody else on it? Who's your list? Your top five comedians of all time.
Richard Pryor is my number one. Always.
Okay.
But mine is old. Like, all of my... Like, it's
so is mine.
It's Richard Pryor, Dave Chappelle, Red Fox. You know who I actually do like, but I don't ever really put her on the list. But it's mom. What is her name?
Moms Mabley.
Moms Mabley. But I never really put her on the list. But when I start thinking about older, like when I go back to who I really like, she does pop in like my older list. Like if someone gave me an older list, like your old greats, she would be in that list. Like I would definitely think about her. But when people give me an all time, I don't necessarily think of her. You know what I'm saying? Which is like you said, it's really.
But I mean, to be fair to people, women back in the day, they weren't out like that. Like we didn't have a ton of female comedians back in the 60s and 70s.
Well, I mean, yeah. So I mean, when you hear it, like I said, if you were able to watch a documentary of her, like she was hilarious. And it was like the shit was like over it. I know it was over so many motherfuckers' heads, but it was like still like, dog, she was eating motherfuckers up. Like, I don't even know if I'm supposed to be cussing over here, but.
So speaking of something that's coming up, the Super Bowl is coming. And I don't know if you've seen it, but there's one black head coach left in the whole NFL. The NFL is 75% black.
Yes. Who is
and left? There's one head coach, Mike Tomlin of the Steelers.
Yeah, who did we just lose?
We lost Brian Flores is soon, because that's what we're going to talk about. Brian Flores.
Yes. But no, I mean, that's really bananas, though, that we do only have one. One. And so he's like,
how do we fix it though? Like, if you have that many players, it has to be impossible that you have 75% of your league is black. They played the game and they don't know how to coach the game. How do we fix that?
I mean, it's really just an honest look at understanding that to how we look at sports, they look at, you know, as from being within the system, they look at it as a culture. Like they really want, when they look at their players on the field, they look at it like that. Like the person they want really commanding all these people to do everything is of their color, like of their, and you know, I think that having one is like our version of just seeing live action, affirmative action. Like it's like, well, we gotta have one. We gotta give them one. You know what I'm saying?
It's a Rooney rule. They have to interview at least one person of color.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But, and it's really, what I don't understand is why they haven't understood that. I feel like if we really ever really did get a full, like, it don't have to be full black. I'm not even trying to say like a full black football team, but that was really primary. Like that one team was really primarily black. The quarterback's black. They would dominate because of the chemistry that they would just have. Like a coach in an organization that doesn't understand that if your team is predominantly black and your leader isn't, you can still have, there's going to be respect. There's going to be something there. But if all of your African Americans on the team are the ones that you depend on to keep the score going and keep everything, like the energy, like you want them to be listening to someone who is of them, that's like, hey, you know what we got to do out here. They know how to say, you got to think, if you get a quarterback that's really getting out there that can say his own audible slang routes that nobody understands what the fuck he's even saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, but your buddy is homies. Like, cuz you know what we say on the block. Like,
you run over here, like, yo, you gonna go?
Like, dude, like, it'll be, that's like a Disney movie. Like, when they be like, we gonna run the playground plays on everybody. Like, it'll be, it's just, but I think that we haven't, I think it's really hard because it's just a sport that it's an organization that we know can't, and we're like, it's history of it. Like, we know the history of it. Like, it's really hard to change history because.
True.
it's a long process. Anything to change anything is a habit. So it's a very long habit to even change like someone's own vice or issue personally. So you're trying to change a whole culture like that's been running to them successfully. You know what I'm saying? In their eyes. Successfully.
It's a billion dollar corporation.
Right. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It ain't broke, don't fix it. We got a couple people that don't like it. We can just get them off and get who, you know what I'm saying, who wants to ride with the culture. So it's like,
that's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to really be on this and sincerely.
Are we past kneeling? Because the griots was getting on Jay-Z. Because remember when Jay-Z said, I think we're past kneeling. And now they're re-asking the question to Jay-Z, like, are we really past kneeling? What are your thoughts on that one? Are we?
I think making that statement is hard to say, because it's not saying that we're past kneeling. I just think that the kneeling shouldn't be the only thing. Like, what comes after the kneeling?
I agree.
Like, what do we do? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not saying that we're past it, but it's like, all right, we did the kneel in that sense of like, this is where we start in the line in the sand. But it's like, if we don't have action after the kneeling, then that's why we keep coming back to the kneeling. Because there hasn't been another monumental. Yeah, we haven't had another monumental moment to be like, no, we still fucking mean business. Like, the kneels was right. Whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? Maybe we lay down now or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Like,
not lay down. You know,
like, you just lay down and don't care. Like, everybody do light skin. You know what I'm saying? Like, the light skin layup. Just like,
no.
That's like.
See, but I think that's part of the problem. I agree with you 100%. It's not that we're past kneeling, and I think that's what Jay-Z, he didn't articulate himself well when he said it, yeah. But I don't think he meant that wasn't necessary. It didn't need to happen. But what do you do next? You
right.
have to start to be able to change the rules, because I think people see, you know, what Dr. Martin, this is Black History Month, you know, Dr.
Right,
Martin
yeah,
Luther
yeah.
King did, he did the protest, and they think he just did the protest. I'm like, no, if they planned that. Rosa Parks was picked because of what she looked like, because he knew that she would be more appealing to white people. They were talking to change rules and laws, and that's how they really got shit done. And I think that's the difference between where we are now and where they did and what they were able to do.
Yeah.
In such
well, they knew how to use their people. They knew how to use their people correctly, or our people correctly. You know what I'm saying? If you're all on the same page, then you're actually going to do what's necessary. Not necessarily if it's a bad thing, whatever, like, you know, like putting Rosa Parks because you know she's going to be easier to speak with. Rosa Parks ain't going to look at, you know, Martin like, why I got to do, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know that you're going to do that and do that motherfucker well, like, because we need you to keep that, like, we got to keep the momentum going, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, if we started, even with the NFL, we started from this knee by one person, then it's like, who makes the next statement? You know what I'm saying? Like, we're still riding off of one man's knee and his own stand on the NFL. And I mean, you can even say that Antonio Brown's walk-off was another kind of like a moment where it's like, you know, he's, you know, arguing that everyone's trying to say I'm crazy, where it's like, y'all just say, fuck it, you know what I'm saying? Like, but of course, we got history.
Antonio!
We got, like, I get it.
I'll leave Antonio alone.
Yeah, it's a touchy subject. It's a touchy subject.
I'm a Ravens fan. And he was with the Steelers for so long.
Yeah.
But I'm going to leave it alone, because I feel like Antonio, the way he went about that was off. Not even just the taking of the shirt off and walking off the field. I mean, when he starts talking about, I ain't no crazy house. I was like, but you're offending people as you're offended. Like, what are you, sir?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, sir.
He's definitely throwing a lot of emotion everywhere. I mean, it was a lot. I mean, we still live in a world where we don't know really how
to. Friends with Kanye.
Speak with it.
Like, that's questionable as hell. And then he's walking around in them space boots 11. Like, no. Come on.
I don't know what to call it. I mean, I feel like I'm a fan of Kanye. I mean, I'm not saying I'm a fan of all his actions, but I love his music.
He's
I love
great
his music.
Music.
You know what I'm saying?
Great
I love
music.
His music.
Questionable.
I feel like he's living how he wants to. Like, I feel like if anything, he's doing literally what he wants to do. We live in a world where a lot of people that we realize are like, how is this person famous? Or how did this person that was a nobody, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're doing what they really want to do. And there's always going to be a set of people who's fucking with it heavily. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Like I
he
said,
can
the
walk
world
around with that Mexican wrestler mask and them space boots 11. And it is what it is.
Now someone's going to make market it and sell their own mask and like be like Kanye. And like, it's literally, that's just like, that's how it works out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, you either hate it, you're going to see it regardless. The thing is, you're going to see it regardless. Like, you're going, whether you hate it or not. the world's going to put it in front of
you. It's great for COVID, though. They did say, I saw a study that said if you put pantyhose on your mask, you're more protected. So I guess he was ahead in the game. He knew what was coming. Are you excited about this upcoming halftime show?
I guess so. I'm excited for, I haven't really cared for halftime shows in a very long time.
True.
But I'm a sports fan, but I'm not a huge, I feel like the hype of everything in sports kind of died down after a while, you know what I'm saying, after a couple of years or whatever. And I know they try to go bigger and better, you know, with halftime shows. And I mean, I think it's going to, like I said, as far as the Super Bowl in general, I'm looking forward to the halftime show over the Super Bowl. But okay. I feel like it's going to be,
Dre is Snoop, is Eminem, is Kendrick.
I mean, it's going to be, as I'm Mary. Saying, it's going to be West Coast at its finest. You know what I'm saying? And I think they're going to put on a great, I think it's just, I'd rather see that in concert. I don't want to see the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying? That's really what it is. Like, I mean, I feel like we finna get like a classic thing served on a platter for people who don't even respect it. Like, it need to be respected. You know what I'm saying?
That is true.
Like, that's where that I'm like, we advertising and showing us, like, friend, we need this actually on the web. Like, I want to go to that concert. You know what I'm saying? Like, why I can't go to that? I don't want to have a Super Bowl ticket.
Well, the tickets cost $45,000 to go to the Super Bowl.
Because you got
to
watch a fucking football game to see the concert. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, not offense to the NFL, but I'm just saying. That's my version of how I'm showing my excitement for it. Like, I'm mad I got to watch a fucking football game first. You know what I'm saying? Like, just set an alert. You know what I'm saying? But
I'm a football fan, but so I don't like the Bengals because, again, I'm a Ravens fan and they're in our division. So
right.
I don't really like the Bengals. The Rams is like, Odell Beckham is the most beautiful man I've ever seen in my life. Like, he's just pretty. He's a very pretty man. But other than that, I'm like, I could take it or leave it. But I mean, I don't really care who wins. I'm just glad it's somebody different than the fucking Chiefs or Tom Brady.
I think that's what it was too. Yeah. I think that's also what kind of, like, but like I said, for the people that are playing, I'm like, I don't really care who wins. So it's like, I didn't really have a following of either one that I was like, I mean, OBJ, I mean, he can get one. I mean, like, you know, get him or whatever. So I'm like, it's fine. But I'm like,
I hope they win. Rams.
Yeah, like, I really hope I'd rather have the Rams win. If I had to pick somebody, I would say the Rams.
Yeah, because you're going to see Joe Burrow out there with them fucking turtlenecks and death row chains. I was like, I'm good.
Trying to live his best
life. Living his best life.
Yeah, out here trying to get the black vote.
But speaking of living the best life, but what was the best retro? Was it Nintendo, the original? We're not talking about that Super. Super was good. You know, you still had to blow the cartridge.
Okay. Right, yeah, I remember those vividly.
When the first PlayStation came out, which one hit better? Which one hit the most as a kid?
Ooh.
Nintendo was classic, though.
See, they both got such tender memories for me. That's why it's really hard to pick. I'm trying to, as far as what I enjoyed, it would have to be PlayStation. Like, PlayStation 1 kind of changed, and I came from Sega. So I went Nintendo, and me and my little brother had
Sega to Sega.
Yeah, so I started on Nintendo, but I moved to Sega, and my brother kind of stayed the Nintendo line. So then so he stayed in all the Nintendo stuff, kept going all the way gone, and I went from Sega to PlayStation to, you know what I'm saying, and Sony thing. So Nintendo for me, of course, like I said, that was my first system. So, but when I was the first, I can't remember honestly the first game I played on Sony when I played my PS1, but no, it was Resident Evil.
At least for me, it was Sonic. I think it was Sonic.
No, I think, I mean, with the game that really changed it for me was Resident Evil on there. But when I first, like, but the place that, but that's when I really knew
that shit scared that, me.
No, oh, I had one of those, like,
late at night.
You didn't play Resident Evil correctly if you didn't have a friend take you through the dog hallway, like, on some, like, try this out real quick. Like, that's how I was introduced to Resident Evil. I didn't know nothing about the game. It was just like, my brothers had this little area set up, like, hey, I just need you to walk down here. And I'm just like, what's gonna happen? He's like, just go, man, just go. And man, them dolls came out. I didn't know what to do with the buttons. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, bro, what? He just laughing at me, like, and now I'm intrigued, though. Like, what the fuck was that? Like, and he told me about the, I'm like, Resident Evil was one of my hardcore favorite games because it was one of the. I'm like, I've never seen a violent death on a video game. And I'm like, bro, this dog just ripped my throat out. And I'm dead. Game. Yeah, it changed it.
Mortal Kombat changed. I think Mortal Kombat changed the game for me. That's what changed the game for me.
Blood Code. Did you play it on Super Nintendo, on Nintendo or in Sega?
Sega.
Okay, then yeah. If you definitely put the Blood Code in, then yeah, it definitely changed your life. That changed your life.
Yeah, you're right. I think the nostalgia has to go to Nintendo. Sega. Yeah. Sega is dope too. Can't forget about them, which I'm also mad that they redid Sonic. Well, Sonic actually wasn't that bad. When I watched
Oh, you talking about the movie?
The movie, yeah.
It was amazing. It was amazing. I'm going to give that's a. It was amazing. I enjoyed
it.
And only because they changed them. Because when they revealed, like, you know what I'm saying? When they showed the first early pictures, that was like, who
like,
hands
what is that?
Like, who, what? I was like, did Rob, is Dr. Robotnik putting this movie together? Like, do you hate Sonic that bad? Like, dog, like, have you never seen Sonic the Hedgehog before? Like, dog, it's like.
Because, like, he was a cartoon, god damn it. Like, why would y'all do him like that?
Like, just make the cartoon then. Like, don't even give me a live action, dog. Like. I was
a little scared because remember when they redid Inspector Gadget and they did the movie
that was suspect, but I enjoy seeing like Inspector Gadget on live screen, but at the story, the character, like I enjoy seeing the gadgets and everything actually like play out, but I wish we would have got a better one though. I heard he did a couple of them though. I think we only had that one at the movies, but I really think there were I think it was one or two more that came out.
Good.
But they didn't.
They
do that
didn't
really
need to ever touch. Never see Gadget. Need to see the day.
I mean, he could have. I mean, Inspector Gadget have been awesome coming out now. Like if they brought him out back in like in this time. Like I mean, we're already kind of doing that anyway. They building robots.
But
like
isn't
someone.
I'm gonna say something controversial, but isn't he Batman though? He just has white privilege and money. Like
no,
that's Batman.
He's actually RoboCop. Like because I feel like this man was literally a robot. Like somebody, we don't know his tragic story, but he definitely died by gang violence, and they put him back together. You're saying
a movie, RoboCop.
Yeah, RoboCop was a funny.
But
movie.
You're right. Probably was a robot.
He was RoboCop. But I mean, you know, he kind of mimicked like Get Smart and all those TV shows. Like you gotta know that back then too. Like those were great comedy detective shows. So especially
Penny's
guys
just questionable. Penny is hanging out with us. It was just a little off.
I thought that was like his niece or whatever, but I feel like CPS definitely should have been called. Like the fact that he works for the government, like you're a police officer, fam, and you bringing your daughter with you. And a dog. Yeah, like, the dog ain't even a legal police dog. You're
not even
like,
trained.
Like you brought this motherfucker from the house.
Dog.
You just brought her from the house. Like you can't. Like they have abandonment issues or something. Like y'all got to just come with me. Right. Like no one ever discussed.
She's
solving
crimes.
Claw could have easily got rid of dude. Like do you know what this nigga doing with these kids? Like he could have just called the other police. Like because apparently where he working at ain't giving a fuck. Like you call real police. You know what I'm saying? Call real police.
Yeah, like I saw. The kids in the crack house and everything.
So, like so white right a white robot man like out here with two kids with a kid and a dog and they are causing trauma in the city. Like flying around hanging from
everything.
A helicopter. Like no. You never saw no, you. I remember helped. Penny solved everything. Like man was just around. Like
yeah,
she was
like
out here
no
solving everything.
Nothing. Crazy. Nothing,
whole car flipping around. But, like you know what I'm saying?
Right. No seatbelt, but it's okay. Penny was she was the truth. Penny was the truth. But you know what else? Before I let you go, what else is coming up? So this we're pre-recording this. Valentine's Day is coming.
Yes.
And I was watching a video that Charlamagne the God had posted, and because you know most men want sex on Valentine's Day, even though I did have this conversation with someone else, that is not a suitable gift, woman. So you do that can go with the gift. But sex alone should not be the gift on Valentine's Day. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I agree with that. I mean, because I feel like sex is usually by the end of the night. So what are we doing throughout the whole day?
You
know what I'm saying?
Like,
they
don't have to be.
It don't have to be.
Right.
I mean, now it's. I feel like it varies too. I feel like there's certain people who. Like maybe Valentine's Day sex is like out of the house, whips and chains. We don't nobody tell the kids and don't nobody know about it. Like it's between, you know what I'm saying? then you could say that's the present, because it's like, now I'm really, we finna just both like go crazy. We finna, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Treat it like, you know, come back tomorrow and act like it ain't never happened. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. That can be, I can see that. If you give me regular sex, like I just had it 2 days ago. Like I just had it 2 days ago. You know what I'm saying? And we sitting around Valentine's Day where I'm giving you all my gifts and I'm just like, and you like, you want to go have sex again? I'm like the one from 2 days ago, or you know what I'm saying? Like, then I'm gonna be mad about it. Yeah, like that.
Not
yeah,
the lazy one.
Because I mean, even and if you, especially if you're in a relationship, like if you're dating or whatever, you're definitely gonna have moments of, you know, we just getting off real quick, and you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, if you, it just can't be. I feel like it can't, especially if you're in consistent sex with somebody. Sex can't be the gift. It can be a different kind of sex. So y'all want
to
try some?
Men are hard to shop for. Men are hard to shop for. What do you get a man? He don't want no bear. He doesn't
don't
want.
Attention.
Men are expensive.
We're not.
We're
definitely not. Y'all just don't want to buy what we really like. Nope. That's just
watches
what it is. Y'all don't want to buy. Games aren't expensive. You know what
I'm saying? Yes, they are. You talking about $50.
Oh my God. Ain't that like some hair for y'all? If we got the hair done, that's more than that, actually. That's more than that, actually.
True, you know, but that's $50. You got to go pay $50. Y'all can go get candy. That's like, what, $10 at most.
No, I just said, like, y'all don't want to buy what we really want. Like, y'all still say, like, you just said the games, like, some shoes. I mean, you know, so those aren't expensive.
Shoes? That's but you like only $200.
But you buying it. We're talking about Valentine's Day. You're buying this once a year now. Like, once
and
a
your
year.
Birthday, Christmas. It add up. No.
So you
no,
don't think that,
no.
Like, y'all try to put us on a salary of, like, hair, nails, and everything a month. That's per month a salary. You know what I'm saying? Y'all talking about 3-4 times out the year. Y'all can have a savings fund for that. Like, we got to actually literally, you try to say, we got to keep the money together. Like, y'all should be saving money because we pay for everything else anyway. So it should be like it's almost like investing. And then, like, in 6 months, you're going to get a return on
We're
your investment.
Investing.
Yeah, that's what it means.
Y'all
it's like
gift.
That. Well, no, that's like we're by us keeping our salary together and providing what we need to for whatever y'all want for us. Then it's like in 6 months, we're hoping to get a, you know, dividend, kickback. You know what I'm saying? A little kickback.
Oh, okay. So y'all are investing in us, investing in y'all,
right.
Hopefully.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So when we all invested in you, like $50 for a fucking game is like, hold on, man. Like,
you know, it's not even just that. The $50 for the game, and you got to find that shit. Cause you can't bring any game in there. You like, I don't play this shit.
See,
then you like,
saying.
Well, it's a game.
You got to know your man. Y'all got to know y'all man. See, that's what y'all don't. Don't have me do this. Don't have me do this. You know what I'm saying? Don't have me do this. You know what I'm saying? Don't put me in here. You know what I'm saying?
Mean,
like,
it,
I'm just
to
saying,
be totally
like,
honest with you. If a woman got you chocolate and flowers on Valentine's Day, you would be pissed.
Chocolate? I wouldn't be pissed. But I would definitely, I think in a sense, I will probably want some more. I like, hope it's something else that's actually like, that means that you, because I mean, I feel like on Valentine's Day, flowers and chocolate is like the base. Like, that's kind of like, that's the theme of the day. You know what I'm saying? So what's actually
okay.
My gift? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's actually my, like, chocolate and
I'm
flowers. I'm going to
use that now. That's just the theme. So you got to give me something else.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
use
the thing.
It.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just like, I mean, that's like a Christmas present. Like, I got to wrap this and everything for you, but the gift inside is really what I got for you. You know what I'm saying? That's the
flowers
thing.
Is not wrapping paper now. Come on now. Flowers
but I'm saying
is expensive.
But if you're doing flowers only for Valentine's Day because flowers and candy and all that is a theme of Valentine's Day, then you're just playing part of the theme. If you buy flowers all the time and you add flowers, then it's not even really part of the thing. Now it's like, you know, I always buy you flowers. And
what man is buying flowers all the time? Come
I mean,
on now.
It's got to be somebody. Somebody's doing it. I mean, flower shops wouldn't be in business. There's
okay.
Only waiting for Valentine's Day.
I mean, okay. Valentine's Day. If you say so.
Valentine's
the only time
Day.
If they cheat on you. they
I don't mean, I don't think, flowers. I don't. There's some people that, I mean, I actually knew a couple of people who were necessarily, or even people who buy flowers for themselves, and people who still buy on a daily basis, keep flowers in their own house. And then there's people who understand that people like that, and they add to that as well, and keep buying flowers to keep in their house. So
thoughtful gifts is what you want.
Yeah,
somebody who's paying attention, like, oh, I see he was playing this. Does he like Resident Evil? They have this new Resident Evil 30,000.2. I'ma buy that.
I mean, and I feel like for me, it's like you really just gotta like, if it was me, it's like, I mean, I'll play the games and sometimes I'm watching movies that relate to the same game. I'm reading, like, I'm literally, you can see my ecosystem of like what I enjoy in life. So it's like, you can, even, I feel like even if you bought me something that was off, but it's still related to what I, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know for sure, but you know that this is in my realm. You know what I'm saying? I will respect that more than I used to get gifts that, I mean, I used to get gifts that I knew people understood that was a thing about me, but it would be something that would be like far off from what actually, like, it's like a, like, I like to cook. So of course now someone's going to buy me like a spice rack, but it's like, I don't like to cook like that. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, I like to cook, fam, but I really enjoy video games. And you know what I'm saying? Like, like that spice rack is going to sit, like, cause it's not really going to get, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like, those are always the weird things for me. Like, people would always try to buy me stuff that was not necessarily familiar to my everyday likes. It was just like,
so cost doesn't matter. It's just, it has to be something that makes sense for you, that they're paying attention to you as a person.
Yeah, like, I mean, one good thing that I've always enjoyed, even when I've dated, like, a woman is always at somehow, some way, like, I love pop figures. So it'll be like, I mean, and they may have never heard about it or whatever, but because you see, you can see it, like, if you came to my house, and it'll be like,
they can Google
it'd be just
it.
Randomly. Yeah, you can Google it, whatever about it, and then randomly, they would just, here, I got a pop for you. That, but it's, you can tell it's what they thought was like a cool pop, whatever. And I'm like, well, I mean, I don't really mess with this pop, but I, you feel, you know, I fuck with pops, so I appreciate it. You know, like,
and then
like,
you throw it in the trash. Yeah,
no, I add it to my collection these days. Like, pops can't value. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. Like, you never know. That wasn't just because I ain't like it don't mean it ain't worth no money. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. 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 See, I appreciate that. I mean, I understand too. So thoughts in a gift, that's what matters to me. I don't really care about the cost. Like, if you want to make something and give it to me, and as long as it's something you think I would like, I can fuck with that.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm not that woman. I don't need a Birkin and all of that shit.
No, I think people really don't need that. I think we want it because you want to say that someone got it for you, but you don't really want it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because after, I feel like even after, I feel like most people after that energy of like, thank you, bae, for getting me this, then you just gonna tell everybody it's your Birkin. Like, you're not gonna, you're not gonna say nobody got it for you no more. Now it's like, y'all can't keep up with my Birkin, man. Like, you ain't, we forgot that February that you got it as a gift, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't even thanking fam no more. You out here stunting.
And he gonna
gift.
Come get that shit back once y'all break up. That shit like 30. Right. You like, I'm gonna need my property.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I appreciate you. You're really dope. So now you that you gotta, if you give him sex, it can't be regular sex. It got to be special sex. And he has to get a gift on top of the roses. Don't get him no goddamn roses. It gotta be something.
I
else.
Enjoy flowers, though. I enjoy flowers and candy. I mean, who don't like candy?
You lying. I don't even like flowers. They die.
I enjoy plants. I enjoy flowers. Like, I mean, people give me plants and stuff like that.
Did you just call flowers? It is a plant, but
I'm saying, like, actual plants and flowers. Like, I have people, like, when I worked in one of my offices, I used to have a white woman that used to always give me a different plant because I would kill them all the time. And she was like, I would name them, though. So it was like, I would get the plant, I would name it. And it was like, I would try to keep up with it for like a month or two. And it die, and they'd be like, don't worry, don't worry. And then next, like, a week later, I'd be a new plant. And I'm like,
you need a cactus.
like I probably do. I probably do. A cactus probably fit me more because we don't want to fuck with each other like that anyway. So it's like, you stay over there, I stay over here.
Miss Bacardi or future Miss Bacardi, get him a cactus, okay? Make sure you bring the whips and the chains, and you get him a pop. Perfect. He gonna be the happiest person on
the day. Pretty solid Valentine's Day. That is a pretty solid Valentine's Day.
Happiest person on the day, I'm trying to tell you. But I appreciate you coming to Millennials Anonymous. And now I called you guys the Power Rangers of podcasting because y'all all have a lane. Y'all like, that was the show too. Don't sleep.
No,
on Power Rangers.
Power Rangers. Yo, Power Rangers is elite. You said the first season, like the very first.
The first.
I didn't really follow all the timelines, but
yeah, fuck all that space shit. And
yeah,
all of that.
I'm a fan of Rita Repulsa. You know what I'm saying? That's the OG. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my Rita. Like, yeah, that's my OG villain. Like, you know what I'm saying? And Zordon. Not Zordon, but what was dude's name?
The little shiny motherfucker.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like a brain walking outside his body type shit. Like, yeah.
Yeah, they was fucking. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
So I mean,
y'all gonna have a song. I'm gonna make y'all a song. It's gonna be the Power Ranger theme song for Geek Sex. Y'all all have something going. Y'all all are really dope. And tell everybody how you can listen to Geek Set and your show, because don't you? You have your own show, right?
Yeah, like yeah. I have a Twitch show that we're still rolling everything out, but it's pretty much going on every Monday as part of our schedule. But you can catch Geek Set Podcast pretty much at Geek Set Podcast on all streaming networks. You can follow us on Instagram under the same name, Facebook under the same name, and Twitter under the same name. You can follow me, Bacardi and Cola, on Instagram. I'm not necessarily mostly on Twitter. And I think my Twitter handle is Bacardi Black on Twitter. If I'm not mistaken. No, Bacardi151 on Twitter. That's how often I'm on Twitter. Hey, so okay. You really can catch me on Instagram. I do have a Twitch show that I'm putting together where it's pretty much more of me just playing a lot of different games. I am eventually going to bring a couple of friends of mine that I know personally, or people that I know in the industry or anything like that, to kind of just play some games with me. That's going to be that's every Monday at 8 or 9 o'clock Central Time. Sometimes it might be a little later, but I may notify people on that. And I think that is everything I have on me. This was the first time for me, so I really didn't think about everything I had going on. Oh no, I'm not done. Sorry.
Well, you have some.
Oh yes, I'm not done. Yeah. Please make sure
Your
Black History Podcast, or Black History. What Does Black History Mean to You? Young Deuces put that together for Geek Set Podcast. We're actually running that throughout the month. I think the first episode dropped Friday. And it was just something we've done with, I think it's about 30 creators, Black blurs in the community, just kind of like giving their input and just their insight on what Black history means to them, what it means to be Black, just how we celebrate, you know, this month of February that we get once a year. You know what I'm saying? So even though we celebrate Black every year.
Yes.
Also want to tell everybody about the new Geek line that is actually out. Well, it actually will be out, actually will be launching next week, Friday. But I know that we're pre-recording. So yeah, the Geek line, this is our Geek line, the year two. So the new Geek font, the new design and everything. I have a whole new website that I'm redesigning. So be on the lookout for that. I actually have a Valentine's Day outfit that will be exclusive for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
That I'll be announcing that. But I mean, yeah, like I said, the Geek line is something that's really important to me. The doing the fashion and branding and everything for Geek Set has been really a great experience. So I, like I said, me being new in this realm of being able to talk for myself is really, I wanted to make sure you get everything out, at the, you know, get everything out.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So.
It's liberating. It's empowering.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Go to www.geeksetpodcast.com. You know what I'm saying? And check everything out there. I pretty much, that's all our Geek Set. Everything is there that you can find about Geek Set, our store. I designed everything. It's still a work in progress, but you love to see it. Trust me.
Yes, yes. So you know what? You guys can come back. I eventually will have everybody, all of the pieces on.
Right.
I don't know if I'll get all, because I know that everybody don't like being on camera. But
yeah, live would be hard. Live might be an audio podcast.
Right. But,
you know
what I'm saying? Which is cool. Which is,
I mean, we might get a Kanye out of him. Maybe he just put a whole mask on and just be
mask
like,
on. Hey, it's stylish and it's COVID safe.
Give us a little Kodak. Give us a little Kodak Black interview. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, tell him it's okay. But I'm gonna reach out to all of you guys. Make sure you follow them. They are so fucking dope. Like I said, I'm gonna continue to call them the Power Rangers. I know they was trying to get with the Drew Hill thing, but I'm gonna call them the Power Rangers of podcasting, because they are really a super team once they are all together. Come back anytime you want. I appreciate you. You are welcome.
Thank you for having me again. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely.
All right. Oh gosh. All right. I want. Listen,
I'm here. We can do the news now. It's all right, everyone.
I want to talk to you about it.
We can do the news.
Okay, the whole time.
Good evening.
Look. I'm laughing like a ventriloquist dummy.
You are. Out here in the streets like that.
So I want to thank Mr. Bacardi for coming through to the podium. He came to the podium and he came to the podium correct. So shout out to him, and make sure you go support Geek Set and you buy their merchandise, because it's fucking dope. Okay. It's dope. And I was like, I saw this, you know, it's Black History Month or whatever. It's whatever. You know, you could maybe, you know, you want to give me a little design, you know, over here, like a little sample, like it could be a stencil. You can just send me a stencil via mail, you United States Postal. Okay, I'll take it. You can send it. You can send a little stencil. You can help me out over here because a bitch needs help. I need help to create something that's fucking fly. But it is what it is. So shout out to him. Appreciate him from coming all the way over here. I could be Geek Set adjacent. You know what I mean? We adjacent. You help me out a little bit. You know? Hint, hint, wink, wink. Give me a little sample. I need a sample. Give me a sample for Millennials Anonymous or Mass Media. We don't have no cute shirts like that. And that'd be making me sad, but it's whatever. But let's get into these millennial minutes. Yes, let's get and talk about Mr. Joe Biden, because Joe, tell me something, Joe. Because it just, Joe.
Come on, man.
We talked about inflation last week, okay, baby? And I be trying to get you the benefit of the doubt because I know this shit didn't happen overnight. So I know that, you know, shit be happening. But you flipped it up and reversed it like Missy said. But for a minute there, Joe, you had me fucked up. If you're not aware of what I'm talking about, Joe Biden and his Department of Education was trying to punk the shit out of people who owe student loans. So here's what happened. If you have not heard this story, it was a 35-year-old man who actually went to court. He suffered with epileptic seizures, and he has been underemployed or unemployed for quite some time. He has a massive student loan debt of $100,000, so he went to court in Delaware, where he lives, to see if he could file for bankruptcy. And upon him filing for bankruptcy, when the Joe Biden Department of Education found out, they was like, she was like, you can have this. And Joe Biden's Department of Education turned into Destiny's Child. It was like, no. We gonna need our coins. We need all of the shmonies we can get, because this is not, you know, we gonna need every penny. And then I guess they looked at his poll numbers, which is low, and poll numbers is low as fuck right now. And if it was, they was playing limbo, you couldn't slide a piece of paper under that bitch. His poll numbers is lower, hang lower than his balls. Like, it's just, it's not looking good, just like his balls. And so here's the thing. Ryan Wolfson actually was able to get his student loans forgiven because the Department of Education actually went back and said, you know what? Maybe we was fucked up. We had you fucked up. We sorry. Yes! And they went ahead and they went along with the bankruptcy. So they will discharge his loans, all of them. I think he's filing Chapter 7, so all of his debt would be erased and he would be able to start over, so to speak. Now, this is what I said a while back. I said that if you're not going to forgive the loans, give people options. Now, in order for you to file bankruptcy, it's not an easy feat. You have to really prove that extenuating circumstances of why you cannot pay them, and you have to show you were able to try to pay them in good faith, meaning that you made some payments and you defaulted. This is silly, because if you have $100,000, could you die with student loans? Okay, if you have $100,000 in student loan debt, what are the chances of you actually paying all that shit back? Donald Trump, he's back again. Wow. And just when I thought he really didn't want to be the president, because I was like, every time he would talk when he was the president, it was like, I know you trying to get fired, I know you trying to get unemployment, because there's no way you serious about this. And he's back.
You
he's
are rallying
again, and he's starting up with the bullshit, saying that it was a coup. He did not lose the election, they stole it from him. And he called out his former vice president Mike Pence. He said, Mike Pence,
don't be rude.
You could have did this. You could have handled that before me. You could have handled that, and you ain't handle that. Why you ain't just throw out the election? You should have just threw out them results. You ain't do it. And Mike Pence was like,
wrong.
No. Like, you're going to keep my name about your mouth before you send your little crazies over here to try to get me for something that I couldn't fucking change. And Mike Pence, for the first time, I think out loud, said, President Trump is wrong. I had no right to overturn the election. And he's absolutely correct. Like, legally, Mike Pence is more. So when you're the vice president, you're more for show. Okay, it's more like pageantry until the president die. Like, that's what your job is. Like, you really be doing... I don't know what the vice president be doing from a day-to-day. That's a good question. Like, what he be doing? In London, okay, there were a couple of postal workers who are now being investigated over claims that they ate weed brownies from an unclaimed parcel. They had to be collected from work because they were too high. Listen. Now, I know shit be hard. Shit be hard out here in these streets. Your manager be getting on your nerves. It just be hard. But at what point do you eat an unspecified weed brown? And speaking of, I don't know, Nick Cannon has 8 babies. 8. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay.
8. And he actually said on his show that he was out of, in quotes, "I was out of control." He had announced back in October that he was going to take a vow of celibacy. But he actually told people that he took a vow of celibacy after he found out that he had gotten his 7th woman pregnant. And he appreciates his children, but he says that it is hard to spend time with all of them. So he feels a bit of guilt because he can't be with all of his children. And this is what I said. I was like, you can have all the money in the world, but you can only be in one place at a time. And when you have babies all over the place, you can't spend time with them. This is you. You might want to seek a therapist, because now they're actually, according to The Insider, they're reporting that if you know someone who is incredibly dramatic and desperately craves attention, they may have a disorder called HPD. And I know this sounds like a sexually transmitted infection, but it is not. So it's histrionic personality disorder is a condition that is characterized by acting over dramatically. They said people with HPD have many shifting shallow emotions and use their appearance to get attention. And they said that they're easily influenced by other people that have difficulty finding their own identity. Now, this to me sounds like social media. It sounds like everybody on social media. But the color purple is coming back to a theater near you. But this time, they're going to make it a musical. Yeah, if you ever watched The Color Purple and you were sending him, like, you know what this need? This need me to be saying why he's beating, why Harpo, you told Harpo to beat me in a melody. Like, I need Harpo to beat her in a melody because that would make it really drive home the point. Like, who asked for this? I don't know who asked for this, but I am not waiting to see this. Like, if it comes out on Netflix or something, I already pay for it, I'll watch it. But this is not something that I really want to see. But if you want to hear the rundown, here it is. So you have Fantasia is playing Celie. You have Danielle Brooks is playing Sophia. You have Taraji P. Henson is playing Shug Avery. You have Haley Bailey, who is playing Nettie. You have Coleman Domingo, who's playing Mr. Corey Hawkins, who's playing Harpo, and her, who's playing Squeak. If this is what you want to see and it's up your alley, it will be out. I don't know when, but this is the new cast of The Color Purple musical. And Joe Rogan has a clip out. He's in trouble again, and this time not for COVID misinformation, but this time he's in trouble for saying the N-word 24 times. You heard me. 24 times on his podcast. Now, listen, Spotify, I don't know what they're going to do, because they paid him $100 million. So he ain't going nowhere. They ain't going to. That's a lot of fucking money to walk away from. They gave this motherfucker $100 million. That's a lot of money. They ain't going nowhere. Not nowhere. Now, black people, we didn't even know he had said this 24 times, because black people, we don't really fuck with him like that. Like, we ain't, like, when people was like, yeah, he got a podcast or whatever, like, he number one, I was like, the motherfucker from Fear Factor? Like, we ain't fuck with him since he was feeding people roaches and bull testicles. Like, we not have not seen that since he was feeding people eyeballs. We don't know. We didn't even know he had said this, but apparently he's been saying it for a while. And it's not just the N-word. He said with the E-R. It was very aggressive. Because even one of the skits or clips said that he wanted white people to have a word like, you want white people to have a word equivalent to the fuck? Like, you're saying this to a room full of white people. Like, it just, it makes no sense. Even with the context, it doesn't make any sense. And speaking of, come on now, Jackson Mahomes is, okay. Patrick, because this is Jackson, is Patrick's brother. Patrick, listen, I'm going to need you to go get your Mahomes boy, because he's wilding. There's a lot of mayonnaise going on in your circle, and I'm not sure why. There's a lot of mayonnaise, and it's not working. And you need to address that, because mayonnaise can clog. It can be bad for you. If you get too much mayonnaise, it's going to clog your shit up, and you don't want that. Now, his brother is out there grinding on a mechanical bull with a woman who is wearing his brother's jersey. Now, I know people who are joking, saying that she thinks it's Patrick Mahomes. She might. Bruh. I don't know. But at the end of the day, it just wasn't a good look. Because I'm like, listen, he's young. Young people do dumb shit. But if you're going to put something out there, Jackson, I'm going to need you to have rhythm. Okay? And I'm going to need you, because listen, Jackson, you part black. We gonna need you to give it a little swagger, okay? A little, because this was very mayonnaise. I don't know how to put this, but it was giving me Hellman's. Okay, Miracle Whip. Not good. Not good at all. And the parents of an 8-year-old boy were doing the most. Yes, they were. Instead of getting him a bouncy house or, you know, getting him a character to come to the party, they gave him the equivalent of the children candy cigarettes, a party bus with all the fixings to pretend like he is a 35-year-old fuckboy alcoholic. Why would you do this? So basically, they had a whole party bus filled with 8-year-old boys dancing with all the windows closed, so it smelled like straight cheese balls and cheese curls and everything. It just, no. In COVID, nobody, I don't know, got that mask. No.
Bruh.
They sweating and shit. Just dirt. No. But they in there with all the windows rolled up, with all these kids sweating, funky, dancing. They got them pretending to drink alcohol with sparkling cider. They had them there with the non-alcoholic virgin daiquiris. They had them drinking out of the bottles and dancing and sliding down the stripper pole. Like, this is not cute. You got 5 minutes to still be able to wear cartoon pajamas, play with army men, and talk to yourself out loud. Like, let the child be a child, because you can be an adult in a minute. He has plenty of years to become an alcoholic. Like, we don't need him to start practicing now. He's got a long time before he needs to do that. And I don't even know why you would want your kid to pretend to be an alcoholic. Like, what about this makes you say, oh, this is so cute? Let him be a kid, goddammit. Let him be a kid. And this has been your Millennial Minutes. Let's get to the outro, baby. Let's close this shit out. I want to thank my guest, Mr. Bacardi, for coming all the way to Millennials Anonymous and speaking with me. I appreciate him. And I want you guys to come back next week, because we're going to be talking to Karan. Yes, from the Unapologetically Dope podcast. She is the co-host of With Mr. School Rosé, but she will be here. We're talking everything love, because it's the Valentine's Day special. I don't know what we're going to call the title yet, but I'll think of something clever and catchy and it'll be cute. But yes, make sure, okay, make sure you go and you come back